Hey there, you're watching Rebel Base, IGN's weekly dose of everything Star Wars.
So we've just been mulling over the cast for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, and we thought we'd just have a little chat and sort of, because some of them aren't really that well known.
No, I think apart from obviously, you know, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Ooh. Mark Hamill, them people, okay. Coming back, you know, the trailer focused on the new blood, the young actors,
yeah.
And I think it's a really interesting, diverse cast of people who have not really done that many films, and if they have done films, they're not being blockbusters.
Yeah.
And they're all on the cusp of becoming incredibly famous when
Definitely,
Star Wars Episode
yeah.
7 comes out. So we thought we'll go through them one by one,
yeah.
talk about their character, what films we've seen them in, and what we think they all bring to the role and bring yeah. to the Star Wars universe.
So first off then, we've got John Boyega. Now, I'm a massive fan of this dude.
Yeah.
Like, I think Attack the Block was just brilliant. It was his first film, first major thing that he did. It was a great sort of young cast anyways. In case you haven't seen it, it's a really British sci-fi film directed by Joe Cornish. Mm. So I was thinking about the character that he plays in Attack the Block, which is this kid called Moses, who lives on a really rough estate. And his character sort of trajectory over the film is similar to what I think Finn, who we know that's what his name is now, I think he's going to go through a similar thing. So in Attack the Block, he plays this like sort of gang leader.
Yeah.
I'd say gang leader. They're about 16.
He's a tough kid, growing up on an estate.
Yeah, and they show him right at the beginning robbing a nurse. And then throughout the sort of film, he changes from this sort of really horrible sort of, you know, rough ne'er-do-well, and he becomes the hero of the entire thing. And I think with this, we've seen him, obviously he's in Stormtrooper garb, but from the trailer and from that, like, he looks like he's having a bit of a crisis of conscience.
It looks like he's gone AWOL.
Yeah.
Like, he's broken rank, and he's done a runner maybe when they've been stationed on Tatooine. He's like,
yeah.
I do not agree to this. Because when I did the trailer analysis a few weeks back on the first teaser trailer, we talked about, you know, obviously, the end of Jedi, they defeat the Empire to a degree, but obviously, I think we're in a period of time where the war is still kind of going on. There's, like, still pockets of Rebel Alliance. Maybe they've got the upper hand.
Yeah.
The Empire is still fighting on. And maybe conscription has come into effect. This war has, like, raged for so long.
Yeah.
They still need, you know, they need cannon fodder.
Yeah.
They need troops. And what they're doing is maybe forcing kids to become stormtroopers.
Yeah,
and maybe it's that. Like, I grew up on a planet, I have no loyalty to the Empire at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been told I have to fight. And maybe I think that's maybe what's happening to Finn.
Yeah.
He just doesn't believe in the cause. Up next, Gwendolyn Christie. Obviously, she's become very famous in recent years for her role as Brienne of Tarth in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And we've been speculating who we think she might play in the movie.
Yeah. I had the idea. She's quite sort of, I mean, first of all, I have to say, I thought she might have been Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
So that, because we only saw, we didn't see if that was a man or a woman. Just a big, imposing character. And I thought, like, if she would be a really, really good sort of, like, Sith Lord. But on the cards that they've just released, it says, Kylo Ren ignites his lightsaber, not her lightsaber. So, but I thought, you know, she's quite an imposing figure, quite sort of militaristic. And I thought maybe she's playing some kind of, like, stormtrooper general and sort of leading. It looks like these guys are out looking for someone, possibly Finn. Maybe she's sort of leading.
She's in charge.
Exactly, yeah.
I think she does. She has a very, you know, in Game of Thrones, what you can see maybe in her character in that show, is she has a commanding presence.
Definitely,
she also has, like, a nobility to her, because she is from royalty, but she's given up that life because she wanted to become a knight.
Right.
She wanted to, you know, do something in the world of Game of Thrones. You know, no women really pick up swords and learn how to fight. It's kind of frowned on when Arya does it in the first series. You know, that's not something for little girls. And she's, you know, she wears armor well. She obviously is experienced in doing combat.
Yeah.
You know, sword play. Obviously, stormtroopers traditionally use blasters, but maybe there are more lightsabers out there that are used not just by Jedis.
Yeah. Another person who we have seen is Rey. So Rey on her speeder there.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of speculation that she might be playing Han and Leia's daughter. She was actually pictured in the black and white photo of the cast when that was first released. She was pictured in the middle of those guys. Now, if I had a daughter, I'd probably sit next to her. So, just take from that what you
want. I'm really happy you don't have a daughter. I just don't think you're ready for that game.
Well, who knows?
One but I think she's definitely been. The trailer sets up, I think.
Yeah.
Finn, John Boyega's character, and Daisy Ridley's character as the two leads of the movie.
Mm.
So, we know the old cast are returning. So, I think that's a really safe bet. But we don't really know much about her at all, like, in terms of her previous work. She's very short IMDb resume.
She was in a short drama, which UK people might know, Casualty. sort of Saturday night drama. Yeah.
It's proving ground for all our best actors.
It is, really is, yeah. We could do another show on just characters.
She's probably like trapped under a fridge freezer or something.
I've watched her scenes, actually. It's at a fairground, and she's a bit of a dick. But anyway.
So hopefully she'll bring that to the role.
Yeah, no, but she's also done a really, really good short film, which is available on YouTube. Every year there's a sci-fi convention in London that does the challenge, and she's in one of them. Like, just sort of, you know, as an actress, and it's a really, really cool little film, and she's really, really good in it. But I quite like the idea that she hasn't really been anything, because it's sort of similar to Carrie Fisher. Like, she's been in two things that she's credited for before she was in Star Wars, and I think it'd be quite a cool thing if she is playing Leia's daughter to have that kind of similar sort of unknownness about her coming into it.
I think that applies to a lot of the cast. They're not, you know, there's nothing that's going to distract a mainstream audience and go, oh, Tom Cruise is in it.
Yeah, I mean, one person I have to admit I sort of disagree with that notion is Oscar Isaac, because
I think now he's on the cusp as well. Like,
he's been in a few things. He's got a recognizable face, but I think Inside Llewyn Davis,
so it's not seen it.
Like, it's probably one of my films of the year.
Yeah,
and for me, that was the only one where I saw him, and I already had all these feelings about who he is as a person, who he is as a character. He always plays sort of like stone face. Like, his character in Drive is quite sort of quite a dark character.
Quite stoical.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you can sort of see that in the trailer. You see his face, but I don't know if that's just me taking what I think about Oscar Isaac into that character. I'm not sure. So there's a couple of people who aren't in the trailer and they haven't been released on any of these cards or anything, who I think some of my most exciting castings. That's Domhnall Gleeson and Adam Driver. I think Domhnall Gleeson's work so far, he always picks really interesting, like, weirdo parts, but they're all also really quite emotional. Like, he played a clone in Never Let Me Go, which is like an amazing sci-fi film that doesn't really feel like a sci-fi film. Mm-hmm. Clones, Star Wars together. He's got the chops, isn't he?
But he's doing, you know, a lot of people will probably know him from the last two Harry Potter films. He plays the eldest Weasley brother.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, and he's ginger, isn't he? So it's easy. Okay, I can say that because Rich is filming it. I could see him maybe being on Tatooine, being like a friend or a family member, like one of those more. I can't really see what else he would be.
Well, have you seen him in Dread? So he plays really weird sort of hacker psychic thing that's quite sci-fi, because he's got like these giant eyes and he's obviously on the drugs that they're taking and stuff. Like, he's quite an interesting character there. And he was also in a similar thing. He played the robot in the Black Mirror episode, where he has his all his memories and things uploaded, and he plays a robot version of himself, sort of thing. I don't know, he brings like a weirdness, I think, but also like a really emotionalness to it as well. But Adam Driver's the other guy.
Yeah.
And now we're pretty much...
We think he's Kylo Ren. Yeah. That's going around, though. We're not the first to say that.
Yes.
But what is it about Adam Driver that you think, you know, he brings to it? Because you know his work from Girls.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know his work that well. I just know Girls, and I just think he's the best thing in that show. And it's odd that Adam Driver's the best thing in a show called Girls. But he's just plays such an interesting character. And, like, credit to, like, the writers and the directors of Girls, because they are brilliant. But I don't know how much of his character was actually on the page and how much he brings to it, but the way he delivers lines is so weird, and he's so cringy, but quite lovable at the same time. And, you know, you're not sure if he's the bad guy for a lot of it, or if you should hate him because he does all these weird stuff. But he's also a Marine as well. He joined the Marines after 9/11. So he's, you know, he's built, and there was rumors for a while that he was going to be playing Nightwing. So he's obviously, you know, he's been on the cusp for a while, you know, sort of breaking big. And I think as a big sort of Sith Lord like that, I think, you know, he'd be terrifying.
So connected to maybe Kylo Ren and is another actor, he's not in the trailer.
Yeah.
Well, he's not in the trailer, you can't see him in the trailer, Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
And for a while we thought the voice in the trailer was maybe Benedict Cumberbatch. It does sound quite Cumberbatchy, but they have now said it is Andy Serkis. He says, Benedict Cumberbatch gets enough work, he doesn't need to take this away from me. So who is Serkis? What do we think Serkis brings? I think Serkis is he's a great, great actor.
Yeah.
But usually when you say Andy Serkis, it implies one thing, which is kind of contrary to a lot of what J.J. Abrams and the producers of Star Wars Episode 7 have said. So what you said is performance capture, is CGI characters. He's famous for bringing Gollum to life, King Kong, as well, both with Peter Jackson, and then more recently Caesar in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. So he's the go-to guy. Yeah, he's done roles where he is recognisably Andy Serkis, but I'm wondering if, in all of this, his character is a CGI character.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the voice that he's putting on isn't an Andy Serkis voice. No. You would assume, it's quite Caesar-y when you listen to it. So you'd assume that maybe he is playing some kind of sort of, you know, creature, maybe.
Yeah, and is he, you know, Kylo Ren's master, for instance?
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Be interesting, I think, you know, maybe one of the reasons we don't see him in the trailer is if it is a CGI, or maybe a CGI augmented performance, the effects work is probably not done on it.
Yeah.
That's my inference anyway, that's just speculation, that's not really based on that.
So that's what we think of the new cast, and if you didn't know about them before, you're going to assume because they're in... Well, Star Wars, aren't they?
So. Going to be quite big, I hear. Yeah. So you can contact us anytime on Twitter or at the email address, rebelbaseign.com. And until next week, for everything on Star Wars, stay right here on IGN.